Welcome to Palcast, your creator national podcast.
This is God Network News, episode 238.
Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen.
When Hadija was free to learn the word of God, so from that time, Hadija now was free to learning, and how can she make the disciples among his tribes? So from that time, God gave us the relationship. So we started to talk with Hadija. Okay, Hadija, what do you think? You need to pray so God give you the good husband. And he said, okay, we need to pray. So from that time, we prayed. We started to say, okay, we want to see how can we be together. And God shows us we need to be together, and how can we continue to make the disciples among these tribes. I thank you, God, because the stories of Hadija, or this miracle through Hadija among these tribes, now Hadija, she is my wife now. It was 2014. I heard the voice from God. God told me, you need to go to Rich and Rich D. I was a musician in the church, and I didn't understand about the missions or to Rich and Rich D. So when God called me to go to Rich and Rich D, I didn't understand where will I go. But I thank God he showed me the tribes. The name is the Segeju. The Segeju is the Muslims, 100%. The people from the South Sudan. So they came to Tanzania for the long time. So I went there. It was 2017.
You're listening to God Network News Podcast with your host, Cal Curtis. Look up our website at godnetworknews.com.
So I went there. In that area, there is no a church, Christian. So it was a hard time for me to live there, and how can I start into sharing the gospel? Because it's very difficult to share the gospel for the Muslims to say, hey, Jesus will love you. Maybe they can kill you. So from that time up to now, I thanked God, and I saw what God is doing among these tribes. So up to now, we have more than 39 groups among these tribes, and we baptized more than 70 among these tribes, Segeju. So I'm so happy to see I obeyed the call of God, and now I'm so what God is doing there among the Segeju. We have three generations in this tribe. Another thing is when God called me and to stay there for the three years, and I ask God just to help me, how can I help the youth in my country to reach and reach thee? So I started to invite the youth to come to learning how to reach the Muslims. So they came, and after that, this youth started to go different in unreached people groups. So now in my team, we have more than 25 groups, and reached, we engaged them. So for our country, we have more than 200 groups in unreached people groups. So we thank God for what he's doing in our, in my area and the different places in Tanzania in unreached people groups.
If you enjoyed this episode, please consider donating to help us continue to bring exciting stories fresh from the field. Visit our website at godnetworknews.com and select the PayPal link on the right side of the page, or consider becoming a Patreon partner to receive access to more valuable materials exclusive to our members.